Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. We're doing a series on revival now. Can't even speak. I need to get my teeth in properly. We're doing a series on revival now, and we come to this particular scripture, which I think is one of the most iconic and well-known verses in the entire Bible. We're looking at John, the third chapter, and verse 16, and it says this: "For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him, but anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son." What a fantastic scripture. What a wonderful piece of scripture this really is. It's part of John's gospel. And he is saying very clearly what he has felt for a long, long time. For God loved the world so much. You've got to understand, beloved, God was seeing all sorts of things happening in the world. He was seeing all of this terrible sin, all of this degradation, and he didn't know what to do. So he thinks to himself, right, I'm going to have to start all over again. So he floods the world, with the exception of 8 people and many, many animals. And I'm talking about Noah's Ark. And when he flooded the world and Noah was in his ark, was the first time we see a rainbow. And that rainbow was sent as a promise that God Almighty in his wisdom would never ever do anything like that again. Right after that, he starts to see it's all going wrong again. And he knows the only thing he can possibly do to bring people back to him is to sacrifice his own precious son, Jesus. For God so loved the world so much that he gave his one and only son. Now watch this, because this is really important. So that everyone who believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. You see, beloved, we need to believe in Jesus. Why? Because we weren't there. We didn't see him. And in the initial stages, we don't get that feeling of the Lord is the Savior of mankind. We don't get that. All we need is to hear the truth. And we hear the truth. Someone tells us this truth at some stage, and we think, you know what, that is absolutely right. Yet again, there are many other people in this world that hear the truth of the gospel and do nothing about it. They hear it over and over and over and over again. They know the stories of Jesus, yet they do nothing about it. Do you know that? That is the amazing thing. They turn away from the truth. Further down, it says in verse 20, "All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it for fear their sins will be exposed. But those who do what is right come to the light so others can see that they are doing what God wants." We talked about that in hour one. We talked about knowing God's will for our life. We talked about how to find that out. We talked about getting in touch with the Father. We talked about relationship with the living God. But you see, people are still rejecting the message of the Lord Jesus. And they say this. In most cases, they say this: "You prove that Jesus exists. Prove to me that he exists and I'll believe in him. And my answer to that is always the same. If we could prove that Jesus existed, then faith wouldn't come into it. Faith would have nothing to do with this. And believing in Jesus Christ is all about faith. Turn with me to Hebrews. Turn with me to the 11th chapter of Hebrews and verse 1. This is what it says. It says this: faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. I'll say that again. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. You see, that is what this is. That is why we do what we do. Because it's a faith. And it's a confidence in knowing that what we hope for will actually happen. Or what we hope for actually is. Many years ago, when I was around 20-odd years old, and that is many years ago, there was a lady that used to go to a prayer group with me called Dorothy. We used to call her Dottie. She was 86 years old and a wonderful woman of God. And she had believed in the Lord Jesus Christ all her life. And I remember saying to her one day, Dottie, what would you do? Well, what would you think if you suddenly realized when you passed from this world into the next that actually Jesus was a load of rubbish? It wasn't true at all. Do you know what her words to me were? I don't believe that for a second because I love my Lord Jesus so, so much. But if I found out it wasn't true, what a wonderful life I have had believing it. And I've never forgotten that. In all of these years, I've never forgot Dottie's words. I have had a wonderful life believing it. Beloved, this is faith. And we know that we know that we know that we know that we know. And I can assure you of this. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your loving Savior, the second you ask Him to come into your life, things change. Everything changes. Because now you have had the faith to believe. You no longer need to believe. Because after that, you know. If you speak to someone who is born again of the Spirit of God, they will tell you that they know that they know that they know that they know that they know. It's their knower. It's their knower to know that the truth will set you free. And this is the truth. For God loved the world so much that He gave His one and only Son, that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. It's a promise, beloved. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you know that you know that you know, because you believe, you will not perish. The number of times people have said to me, I'm not sure that I'm saved. Oh dear, I'm not sure that I'm saved. How can you say you're not sure? If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible is telling you right here. It's saying everyone, not now and again, some people, everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. Say that with me. Everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. Say it again. Everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but will have eternal life. You see, that is the truth. That is the absolute truth. No question about it. In verse 17, it says, God sent His Son into the world, not to judge it, but to save the world through Him. It's so simple. What a brilliant job God the Father did when He made that decision to do just that. I'll send my Son. He's not going to be there to judge the world. But the reason I am sending Him is so that He can save the world. We need to know, beloved, that He is there to save the world, not to judge it. Jesus will never judge you. God will never, ever condemn you. He will only ever convict you. I hear you say, I don't know the difference between the two. Well, let me tell you. Let me show you the difference. You've done something wrong. Maybe you've shouted at somebody in the car as you got cut up. Immediately you get this. You really shouldn't have done that. You should not have done that. That is condemnation. And what Jesus would have said was, do you think it was right in doing what you did? That's conviction. Because it lets you answer the question. It's not telling you you did wrong, but it's asking you a very important question. Was that right to do that? So if you hear a question coming into your mind, that is conviction. If you hear someone telling you you did wrong, that is condemnation, and you know where that comes from the pit of hell. I believe very strongly right now, as I'm bringing you this word, that there is someone who is listening to the gospel in a way they've never heard it before. And as you're listening, you're thinking, oh boy, now I understand. The penny has dropped. If that is you, I am going to invite you right now, and I'm going to introduce you to your loving Savior. And it takes very little, on your part. Very little effort, that's the word I'm looking for. It takes very little effort on your part. I did this when I was 6 years old. And yes, I went away from God. I went away from God for many years. But he never, ever let me go. Once I had said to him, I want you, my Lord and my Savior, to come into my life, he never, ever let me go. In 54 years, beloved, 55 years, he never, ever, ever let me go. If you want to make this decision today, then please do. And if you've had a relationship with a living God and it's gone cold, you've fallen away, then you can come back to him today, right now. And I'm going to give you those words that you need to say to bring you back to a wonderful relationship with your living God. Just say these words after me, beloved. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for the things I have done wrong. I ask you to forgive me. I ask you, Lord, to make me brand new. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. And I promise you, I will follow you for the rest of my life. Change my life, Lord. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Beloved, if you've done that, you are now born again of the Spirit of God. Already things in your life will begin to change. And you know what? I'd love to hear from you. Now, there's a couple of ways you can do that. You're listening on the internet right now. You might be listening to the recorded program. That is not a problem. Or the live show. It's not a problem. What I'd love you to do is to either go to our Facebook page. If you're on Facebook, go to the Facebook page and just write in there a comment and say, it was me. That's all you got to do. Or you can send me an email to studio@worshipradio247.org and as well say, it was me. That's all you got to do. We won't contact you if you don't want us to. But if you do, we will, of course. And I'd love to send you a welcome pack. But I'm going to need your name and address for that. So if you'd like to give me your name and address on an email, studio@worshipradio247.org, we'll send you a welcome pack, just a gift from us to you to say welcome to the wonderful world of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.